Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7th of the Hour. Thanks for staying with me, Hicks, for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Berloff, Senior Fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. John, tell us about CEI.
Well, CEI is a 30-year-old organization, and you're right, CEI.org is our website, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, founded by Fred Smith in 1984 to regulate the regulators and hold them accountable. We've pushed for things like the Congressional Review Act, which allows Congress to vote down regulation that's been used 14 times by the Congress, and then President Trump has signed those resolutions for some of the coal rules, some of the rules from Dodd-Frank that were pending from the Obama administration, and now looks like this.
Some of the stupid EPA executive orders and
the pending regulations that have been because there's like a 60 count legislative day window to overturn these, so they were able to. Basically, all the Obama last-minute regulations were House and Senate voted on resolutions to overturn them. It's not subject to the filibuster, so the Democrats can filibuster it, and then President Trump signed them.
So let's move over to the CFPB, Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. That's a brand spanking new entity created. Out of Dodd-Frank.
Oh yes.
And it's headed up by a guy named Cordray out of Ohio, a whack job leftist from Ohio. I mean, I'm serious, folks. This guy never saw a law or a tax or a regulation he didn't like. He's hard, totally connected to unions, and he's basically been given a job. With an accountability a lack of accountability like nobody else out there. Even the president doesn't have the kind of power this guy has.
Yes,
what do you think?
The D.C. Circuit in a case called him the second most powerful person in D.C. other than the president.
Yeah.
Because he has an agency. He's the sole director of this agency, but he's not checked either by like a bipartisan board like the
Congress doesn't have any say over him.
SEC and the FTC, yeah, or by Congress, since he gets automatic appropriations from the Federal Reserve, and so is not subject to the appropriations, doesn't even have to answer to Congress for what they're doing. I mean, in fact, when Congresswoman Wagner of Missouri asked about, you know, the cost overruns for the renovations, he says, well, why does this concern you? So he said, you know, it's like it shouldn't even concern Congress.
Right.
What they're doing. So
tell them what it was designed to do and what it actually is doing.
Well, what it was pushed to do, and Elizabeth Warren, when she was an academic, wrote about pushed the idea, said, well, you need an agency to, if government can recall toasters that blow up, they also need to do mortgages that blow up. That was looking what, you know, whether people, you know, use the product responsibly. But it's ended up, it's put all these regulations on community banks and credit unions.
Of the specific things that it's put on them? It's a bunch of reporting, isn't it? And a bunch of extra reporting that they didn't have to do before?
Yes. I mean, it's changed it like from... It changed the cost for credit unions from $2.5 billion to $7 billion.
Wow!
And things like mortgage rules where you can't community banks can't has some of it had to withdraw from making mortgages because they can't keep them on their own books. They can't like slightly adjust even the interest rate after 5 years.
And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something, John. This is something you may not know, and a lot of people don't know. The ability for a community bank to hold a mortgage on their own books for their small business customers is vitally important to the growth of the small business community. In fact, if it weren't for that capability by a community bank to do that, I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
my goodness. Well, that is a very good
point. It's huge. It is so huge. And it happens millions of times across the country. It's how small businesses get their start.
Right. And obviously, too, when they put the mortgages on their own books and don't sell them off.
Can we get rid of the CFPB?
Yes, and we should.
All right. Can Trump do that?
I don't think he can do it by himself, but he can appoint his new guy. And he should, of all the people he should fire, Cordray.
Cordray, exactly. Yes. CEI.org. Hey, John, come back soon.
Thanks so much.
Good job today. John Berlaw, ladies and gentlemen, with CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not
the following show is produced.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.